Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaska's flights are finally off the ground, and Bristol Bay is reacting to the EPA's new stance on the Pebble Mine. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, February 12, 2018. After 4 days of cancellations, Unalaska's passenger flights resumed Saturday when the Federal Aviation Administration finally completed its inspection of a navigational beacon at the airport. Missy Roberts is a spokesperson for Pan Air, which grounded all of its flights last Tuesday after the beacon's safety certification expired. She says the airline has now returned to its normal flight schedule and moved the 170 people who had been stranded.
We're caught up. Everybody's where they wanted to be.
Roberts says Pan Air added several extra flights yesterday to make up for lost time. She credits the airline's new fleet of larger Saab 2000s for the quick turnaround.
That's what happens when you have this beautiful 2,045-seat aircraft. You can clear people out pretty quickly.
Still, the planes don't have dual GPS navigation, technology that would have let Pan Air fly safely while the beacon was down. Asked whether the airline has considered upgrading the 2000s, Roberts says she hasn't heard of any plans to do so.
But they're always looking at ways to improve all of our aircraft and all of our safety measures, so it's something that they certainly could have on their radar.
FAA officials have blamed their missed inspections on bad weather, saying they couldn't find a clear window to check the beacon over the course of 5 months. Officials declined to share how many attempts were made or when they took place. They also haven't responded to KUCB's inquiry as to how long this new safety certification will last. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued an injured mariner late last week from a vessel near Cold Bay. Officials say the FV Bering Hunter was fishing 60 miles southwest of the community when a man on board fell and suffered a head injury. A Coast Guard helicopter crew was sent to hoist the 25-year-old man from the vessel and transport him to Cold Bay for emergency medical care. The rescue marks the fifth medevac of the 2018 winter fishing season. Opponents and advocates of mining in Bristol Bay are reacting to the EPA's recent announcement on the proposed Pebble Mine. Administrator Scott Pruitt surprised many when he said the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is suspending its efforts to roll back Obama-era protections. KDLG's Avery Lill has the story.
The EPA announced January 26 that it will suspend the process of withdrawing Obama-era proposed restrictions on mining in Bristol Bay. In other words, a proposed Clean Water Act determination that could give the EPA the power to veto the proposed Pebble Mine could still be finalized in the future. For now, the Pebble Project can continue through normal permitting process with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Pruitt's announcement has opponents of mining in the region celebrating. Norman Van Vactor is the chief executive officer of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation.
Given what all of us have perceived have been some of the actions, very negative environmental actions that the Environmental Protection Agency has taken since the new administration has come into office, this was a breath of fresh air. And I think it still, more than ever, probably mandates and dictates that we can't let our guard down, that we really have to remain vocal.
Remaining vigilant and vocal is a common theme among the region's mining opponents. Mertis Evalt is the interim executive director for Nunamta Alukastai, an association of Bristol Bay tribes and village corporations.
We as a region, Bristol Bay, need to work together and still keep our voices to EPA and DNR and all of them, stating that we don't want this mine in the headwaters of our pristine fisheries.
Some in the region are less enthusiastic about the EPA's decision. The Alaska Peninsula Corporation, Iliamna Natives Limited, Kichik Corporation, and Tenalian Incorporated put out a joint statement. These corporations own land near or adjacent to the Pebble Deposit and represent 1,500 shareholders. They called on Pruitt to ensure a full and fair review for the project, something that they're concerned a Clean Water Act determination could impede. The statement also says that mining exploration activities in the region have been significant for shareholders and contributed to sustainable communities. The statement supports the normal permitting process, but not explicitly the development of the Pebble project. Brad Engeson is the Alaska Peninsula Corporation's Vice President of Corporate Affairs.
We stand in support of due process, and we'll evaluate the project based on the merits of the application process and not based on political interference or pressure.
The Pebble Limited Partnership took a measured tone, saying that the permitting process for the proposed mine is still on track and that it believes it can construct a mine that meets Alaska's high environmental standards. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Alaskans who were surprised when the EPA took a left turn on the Pebble mine are not alone. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she was too. APRN's Liz Ruskin caught up with the senator recently and asked her what she thought of Administrator Pruitt's decision.
Murkowski says she got the news from Pruitt just before the public announcement.
I think I was just generally surprised. And I think part of it is because the administrator has typically taken an approach that less I don't want to say less regulation, because that's
Murkowski chose her words carefully.
He has been more favorably inclined to find paths forward where there have been regulatory impediments placed.
Murkowski has not taken a position for or against the mine, but she was highly critical when President Obama's EPA proposed restrictions on Pebble, prohibiting it from damaging more than 5 miles of fish streams, among other limits. Murkowski called that a preemptive veto. Pebble had not yet applied for its permits. Murkowski says what the Trump administration has done is different.
The action that they took does not halt Pebble's application. It says that they may continue through that process. That's the difference.
But Obama's EPA administrator said her action wasn't blocking Pebble's application either. Here's then-Administrator Gina McCarthy in 2014.
If the company is ready for the permit application, they're still free to submit that, and we'd encourage that.
Pebble did not file its application until late last year. Murkowski says Administrator Pruitt wants a credible process and has set a high bar for Pebble to meet. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Army Corps of Engineers has begun the process of developing an environmental impact statement for the Pebble project. The Corps will host public meetings and gather input on the proposed mine this spring. The Alaska court system is reviewing its policies to prevent sexual harassment. That's according to Supreme Court Chief Justice Craig Stowers. He spoke to the legislature last week in the annual State of the Judiciary address.
We learn some stuff in kindergarten usually, and this is one of those things, and it still is hard to believe in this day and age that you would see the kind of instances of sexual harassment in the workplace or anywhere. There's no place for it in public life, and you know that, and I know that.
While Stowers is forming a working group to examine harassment policies, he says he's not aware of any cases of harassment by judges or court employees. He's also talked about making other changes to the court system. Those include adjusting court hours and staffing to match smaller caseloads and hiring more non-law-trained deputy magistrate judges in rural areas. Stowers says the changes would save $400,000 for the state. He quoted Star Wars character Yoda in encouraging lawmakers to address Alaska's ongoing budget crisis.
The operative idea is that notwithstanding your differences, you must act. Do or do not. There is no try.
Stowers' address was his last in a 3-year term. The court will vote for a new chief justice in June. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.